What is it like for you to be honored here at the Maryland Hall of Fame?
It's scary. It's scary because, I'll tell you why, because I'm remembering so many things from the past. And whenever I start doing that, I either cry, I laugh, or I go, man, I really screwed that up, didn't I? You know, so golf teaches you to live in the present, you know, totally in the present. I trained myself for years doing that. And so an event like this actually takes me out of that and puts me more in the past. But I'm thrilled to be here in the present with all these wonderful fans and the organizers of this event. I'm just thrilled.
What was it about Maryland that made Maryland so special for you?
Well, I spent most of my life here, actually. It was so formative. I grew up in Rogers Forge. I played golf at the Country Club of Maryland when I was nine. I swam for the Knights of Columbus. I swam my first swimming race. I learned all my sports activities here in either Girl Scout camp, where I learned swimming at Sherwood Forest on the somewhere down on the Eastern Shore, I think it was. I can't even remember where it was. It was a long trip, though. And I learned how to use a compass. I learned my uncanny sense of direction through Girl Scout camp. Let's see, what else? Bill Strasbaugh was one of my teachers, and I had a giant crush on him. I had a caddy named Charlie who taught me how to pick crab apples off the crab apple trees along number 10 at Country Club of Maryland. I mean, look at me, my whole formation of my attraction and love for golf. The people, the beauty, and how hard the game was. And I always felt like this was my community, this is my home. So being here, it's kind of scary too. I go, man, it's so different now, you know. Plus, I didn't get out to Towson where I lived, you know, before I moved away when I got married and stuff. So, man, it's wonderful to be here, and I'm thrilled to have some leave behind here in Maryland.
Well, it's good to have you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.